The workforce in Alaska is much more racially diverse than the nation as a whole, according to some new analysis from the Alaska Department of Labor. KDLG's Mike Mason explains.
Each month, researchers with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development include much of their analysis in the free publication Alaska Economic Trends. This month, economist Neil Fried examined the diversity in Alaska's workforce.
You know, when you look at Alaska, not only is it, you know, on a percent basis more diverse than the rest of the countries, I mean, even by the simple definition, we're more diverse than the rest of the country, but by a maybe even more sophisticated definition, we're also even that much more diverse than the nation as a whole. There certainly are other places in the country that are as diverse or even more diverse than Alaska.
Nationally, 75.8% of workers are white and 15% are Hispanic, 11.6% are black and 5% are Asian. In Alaska, 71.3% of workers are white, 5% are Hispanic, 3.4% are black, and 6% are Asian. Perhaps the biggest difference between the nation as a whole and Alaska is the large percentage of Alaskan Native workers. Nationally, just 0.7% of workers are Native, but in Alaska, the percentage is 11.4%. The Department of Labor confirms that Alaska has the highest percentage of Natives in the nation. He notes that the Hispanic workforce in Alaska has grown by over 63% between the year 2000 and 2010.
You know, it's the third fastest growing ethnic group at 64% in the last decade. And Hispanic's a little different. It's really considered an ethnicity and not race, which really means that you can be African-American and Hispanic, white and Hispanic, et cetera. But I think it really is sort of following the national trends, and I think most of these groups are.
While Alaska's labor force is considered quite diverse, Fried says that diversity will likely only increase in the coming years.
When you look at the school population in Alaska, it's basically 50% white and 50% non-white. So it's much more diverse, and that's our future workforce. Are those kids that are in school today.
The data about the racial diversity in the workforce in Alaska is included in the August edition of Alaska Economic Trends. It's a free publication from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.